We will continue our discussion on Hebrews chapter 11, and we are now in this section, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 30 to 40, and they've entitled Courageous Saints, the Witness of Faith. And we've already looked at a lot of these things, and today we'll be summarizing everything that we have tackled in this chapter with regard to faith. And nakita po natin in this section, verses 30 to 40, basahin po muna natin ang Hebrews 11, okay, just for us to have a quick glimpse of what we've been tackling. Let's read po from verses 30 to 40. Okay, para as, even as we close our time for this section, we'll be able to somehow be refreshed. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 30 to 40. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and of the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight, women received back their dead by resurrection. And others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And this morning, we'll talk about 39 to 40. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. Bless God for His word. And we've looked at several areas of courageous faith's witness, in terms of withstanding insurmountable obstacles in the life of Joshua, of course, as part of the leader when the walls of Jericho fell down, and together with the Israelites, okay, they were enabled by God to withstand that challenge or obstacle. And then wins impossible challenges. We've seen that in the life of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. And we've seen how their lives had truly manifested great triumph and victory by the grace of God, by the strength that God had provided them, in spite of their weakness, in spite of all the things that we find in them as people, as human beings who are prone to weakness in the same way, no, kagaya po natin. And together with the rest of the men who had escaped and who had been enabled by God to truly be victorious in the midst of all those things. And last week, we looked at verses 35 to 38, a second part of verse 35, how they willingly faced intense sufferings. And the kind of suffering that they endured was really unimaginable. Okay, especially for us who are in, quote, free countries where medyo malayo sa atin, no, itong ganitong klase po ng persecution. And somehow we just hear about them. We just maybe in a way listen or watch, okay, through social media, ano bang mga nangyayari. And very limited po, no, yung understanding natin about sufferings. Okay, especially with regard to the church right now, but of course, God had provided examples for us in the past who had truly been a testimony, no, for the Lord, and how they had been faithful to God, how they had continually committed their lives to the Lord, even to the point of death, and indeed they manifested the glory of God, okay, and showed that God is truly worthy worthy to be obeyed, worthy to be served, worthy to be loved, worthy of their commitment, worthy of their life. Okay, wala pong sayang. No, every inch and every portion of their lives and every resources that was lost for the Lord was indeed truly okay, worth it. No, pagdating po sa buhay po na pinahayag po nila. And this morning, we will look at how the courageous faith witness watches amidst inevitable delays. And to put it more exactly, no, para po sa atin, as I was reviewing my notes, I want to add, no, para sa atin, watches and waits for God, okay, amidst inevitable delays. Because I believe that these saints of old, no, and how this portion serves as a summary for us, will really show us, no, yung pinagdaanan po ng lahat po sa kanila. Okay, sa lahat po ng paghihintay na ginawa po nila, lahat po ng mga anticipation na ginawa po nila, whether natupad o hindi po natupad yung kanila pong ninanais para sa Diyos, it doesn't really matter, brethren. It doesn't really matter because what matters is the God whom they had served remained faithful to them. Okay, in all these times, in all these circumstances, hindi po nag-fail ang ating pong Panginoon. So let's look at this first one, verses 39 to 40, and especially verse 39, first part. Sabi po niya, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, all these having gained approval through their faith. These, brethren, in a way, refers to all the heroes of the faith. Okay, simula pa po doon sa buhay po ni Abel in the way that he worshiped God when Enoch walked with God and Noah worked for God and Abraham continued on to live by faith according to the mercy of God and Moses and the rest of the patriarchs. Brethren, we can find how this faith was truly manifest in their lives. And God, okay, no one is excluded, no, from this. Kaya nga sabi po niya, all these. Okay, all these. And of course, applying that also to the immediate context, whether those who triumph and those who suffered. Okay, whoever they are, okay, these heroes of faith, okay, are all included in the list in whom the Word of God truly want to acknowledge and report about. Okay, they report, the Word of God truly reports about them and how they truly, in the eyes of God, won. In the eyes of God po. And brethren, we see here a link, okay, from this whole listing, okay, of these men and women of faith. Okay, and then later on, no, in chapter 12, okay, exciting po yung chapter 12, no, because doon na po natin makikita in finality, the primary example, okay, who is our Lord, none other than our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Kaya po sinasabi po niya, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, these men and women are witnesses before us. They have come before us. They have been. They belong to a long line of people whom right now, whom tayo, no, or even the saints of old have come before us, okay, had followed, and we right now, as people of God, are following. That we are following in their footsteps, brethren. We are, in a way, no, belong to that throng of people who followed God faithfully. With faith, brethren, armed with that, no, patuloy po ang ating buhay at lakad para sa Panginoon hanggang sa dulo, hanggang matapos po natin ang lakarin po na to, until we are able to say, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, okay, I have fought the good fight, okay, until we are able to say that, brethren, bilang mga anak ng ating pong Panginoon. Yes, brethren, faith, okay, we see here the character of faith and how through the real life illustrations, inspire us greatly, brethren. Hopefully, hindi lamang po tayo ma-inspire sa buhay po nila, kundi po sa mismong Diyos na nagbigay sa kanila ng kakayahan. Yes, truly, brethren, their lives are very illustrious or talaga pong makikita po natin ang kagandahan po ng buhay po nila. Ngunit higit sa lahat, ang Diyos na kanilang pinanampalatayanan. Faith, brethren, looks intently. Okay, this is the first thing I want us to realize with regard to faith. It looks intently into the faithful promises of God. These men, through their faith, did not waver, brethren, in unbelief. They continued on despite all the challenges that they faced. And this is what faith really is all about, brethren. From beginning to end, the importance of faith, which has been stressed through this chapter, continues to the end. It continues to the end. Simula ng verse 1, binigyan po tayo ng definition of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And it gives us a glimpse of that kind of faith. It is sure. And because it is sure, it will continue, it will endure, and it will thrive amidst adverse circumstances. And you can go back to Hebrews chapter 10. You can turn your Bibles there to again have a glimpse of what was happening in the lives of these saints whom the writer was addressing in its primary context. Sabi po niya, sa kanila, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need for endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet, in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. And sabi po niya sa verse 39, but we are not those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the persevering of the soul. We are not like those who turn their backs on God. We are not like those who in the middle of the game wanted to quit. We are not like those people who traded their faith and their walk with God for something temporal, of something that will not matter in eternity. But we are those who have entrusted our lives to our living Creator, to our living Savior, who is able to keep us, to keep that which we have entrusted to Him until that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. I know whom I have believed, and He is able to keep that which I have entrusted to Him on that day. Brethren, are you persuaded of God? Are you persuaded that He is able to keep that which you have entrusted to Him on that day, so that you will be encouraged to endure, so that you will thrive whatever difficulties you will experience in this life? Because you know that at the end of the day, you'll be able to say, Lord, you are faithful. You are faithful to keep all the promises you've made to me, Lord God. You will fulfill them. You will fulfill them, Lord God. You are faithful, Lord. And because you are faithful, I want to be faithful to you. Because you are faithful, I want, Lord God, that same faithfulness that ran through the veins of these men and women. That same faithfulness that you manifested on the cross. When you were willing to face that cross, scorning the shame, and did not regard the sufferings that you had to go through just for me, so that I will even more offer my life in eagerness and in faithfulness to you. And yes, dear brethren, God forgets none of His faithful servants. Let us never forget this. God is faithful. And even all the way to the end, hey, even at times when we are faithless, sabi po ng Bible, He remains faithful. Why? Because He cannot deny Himself. He remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. How much more, brethren, when we prove our lives and continue in faithfulness, God will not forget that. God recognizes that. God, sabi po ng isang commentator, God's faithful people of the past, remote and recent, have lived their lives in accordance with the promise of a great unseen future reality. The saints of old, those who have gone before us, and even now, brethren, as we live our lives in accordance with the promise of God, the unseen future, the unseen reality. Of course, first of all, God. He is the unseen reality, brethren. He is the true and living God. That whoever comes to God must believe that He is. And that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. And even though we do not see Him, we believe in Him. We put our trust in this God. And we put our trust in His Word. In the living Word. We put our trust in all the things that He has said for us. And none of them, we know, will fail. None of them will fail. It will not fail in terms of God fulfilling His purposes. It will not fail in terms of allowing us to know His love, to allowing us to know His forgiveness, in allowing us to have eternal life in His name, to have the assurance of our future in heaven, to be with Him for all eternity, of the resurrection from the dead. And there's more to this life, brethren. Kaya nga sabi ni Paul, to live is Christ and to die is gain. He's continually convinced of that fact, brethren, na wala pong anumang bagay na sayang sa kamay po ng Panginoon. As we entrust everything to Him, our future is certainly secure because it is in the hands of the Almighty God who holds the past, the present, and even the future. Sabi nga po nila, di ba, yung minsan isang sa post na basa ko, no? Why do you worry about all the Greek alphabets, the delta, the lambda, the whatever, beta, gamma, whatever alphabet there are, no? If you have the alpha and the omega. And yes, brethren, we have a great and awesome God who holds our lives. And as long as you continue to walk with Him, as long as you continue to put your trust in Him and faithfully trust in Him and His promises, look intently. Look intently to Him as your great and awesome God. And He will make sure He will bring you through all the way to the end. Okay, so yun po ang nadanas po ng mga tao pong ito. By faith, brethren, through faith, these men persevered. These men were faithful. They looked intently to the faithful promises of God. And secondly, brethren, faith bears testimony to the final praise of God, having gained approval. Sabi po niya, these men, having gained approval through faith, through their faith, they gained approval. Whose approval? God's approval. It is God who recognizes their faith. And all of them, brethren, were commended. They were commended by God. Their lives were commendable to God. As far as God is concerned, they had witness borne to them. Mismo ang Diyos, nagpapatotoo para sa kanila. They obtained a good testimony from God on account of their faith. It is as if God was telling us, see, these men, they are a demonstration of my work of faith in them. See how these people lived their lives and gave their lives for my sake. They are a testimony indeed for my name. For my name. If you suffer for His name, you are blessed. Sabi nga po ng Bible. And on account of their faith, kinilala po yan ng Panginoon. Kinilala po yan ng Panginoon. And brethren, this is wonderful. If you look at Hebrews as well, as we are looking at this and summarizing this, we see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2. What already mentioned by the writer, by it the men, for by it the men of old gained approval. He first defined faith in verse 1, and then he said, by it the men of old gained approval. And here in verse 39, sinandwich po niya, and these gained approval through their faith. And we call that in our study, okay, of exposition, inclusio. Okay, kumbaga po bookmark, bookends. You know, from the start, no, sinasabi na po niya, these men gained approval by faith. And on the at the end of it, no, pinapakita po niya, ito yung katatapusan ng lahat. Okay, ito yung buhay na pinakita nitong mga taong ito. Those who triumph, those who manifested this life of faith, even sacrificed their lives, are all equally recognized by God. They are all equally recognized by God. Even those who might have escaped, no, and somehow temporary relief, no, sa kanila pong naranasan, no, lahat po sila, okay, kinilala po sila ng Panginoon. I like what one commentator also puts this. Sabi po niya, lives lived out in faith, even amidst terrible circumstances, please God. And in fact, no, in the midst of terrible circumstances, or especially in the midst of terrible, unpleasant circumstances, brethren, you are enabled by God to please Him. You're enabled by God. That is pleasing aroma as far as God is concerned. When you're enabled by God, the living and holy sacrifice. Remember Romans 12? These people, living and holy sacrifice, they gave of themselves to God. Of course, by life and by death. Kasi madali lang po sabihin, I'm willing to die for you, Lord. I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go. I'm willing to give all to you, Lord. I'm willing to sacrifice for your name's sake. But when the time comes, brethren, when God calls you to stand up for the truth in your office, when the time comes when you are being ridiculed by your friends, when you are being ostracized and isolated because you have believed in Christ, will you still be able to say, Lord, I'm willing to stand up for you. I'm willing to continue in this journey, Lord. Whatever experiences, whatever things I might experience and go through in this life. Brethren, being a testimony for God is a wonderful experience. In the Greek po, it's the word martyrio, and it's the word martyr. To be a witness is to be a martyr for God. This cloud of witnesses, these people who serve as witnesses for God, God Himself also gave witness through their lives. God gave witness through their lives and for them as well. Habang sila po ay nag-witness para sa Panginoon, ang Panginoon din po ay tapat at nag-witness po para sa kanila. See my men and women of faith. They gave their lives. And that's why until now, no, patuloy po natin itong pinag-aaralan, their lives continue to inspire and motivate us to glorify the Lord and to serve the Lord. And I'd like to encourage you, okay, yung pag-aaral po natin ito, no, to continue to read about the saints of old, the biographies of the faith. Last time I mentioned about the Pax's Book of Martyrs. Okay, and it's a wonderful book po, no, to see, no, how the men and women of faith, no, went through. Okay, there are devotionals that we can find, no, in persecution.com, for example, how the current situation of those who are being martyred right now for the sake of Christ, okay, can inspire us, okay, because of their testimony for God. And because of that, they continue to speak, their lives continue to bear witness, okay, and God Himself acknowledges that and recognizes that. In Hebrews chapter 6, ito po yung pangako ng Panginoon. Sabi po ng Panginoon, verses 10 to 12, for God is not unjust, so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward His name, in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Sabi po niya, God is not unjust to forget all your works. And whatever work you are showing toward His name, whatever tears you shed, kaya nga sabi na, you put our tears in a bottle. Brethren, just think about that. We are the objects of God's eyes, the apple of His eyes. He sees every work and every diligence that we manifest for His name's sake. So that we are here in this life, we live by one audience, brethren. By one audience. By His own approval. We live not by the applause of men. We live not just to please people. We live not just because we want to be known and to make a name for ourselves. We have one audience. And one audience only, brethren. As I share God's word to you, I know that God is my audience. Just as you do, as you listen to this word, God sees your hearts. And God sees our hearts, brethren. If you are willing to heed His word and heed His voice for us, as we serve in whatever capacity, as we live our lives, wherever God has placed us, are you aware of God's reality in your life? Are you aware that God is the witness in your life? And I hope, brethren, we will be regarded. Matthew 10, verse 40 to 42, sabi po niya, He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And should I add, if anyone receives the Lord, then he will receive the Lord's reward. Remember, if you are not ashamed of me, sabi ng Panginoon, I will not also be ashamed of you, even in the presence of all my angels. God will not be ashamed. God will not be ashamed. He is in no way ashamed to be called our God, so that one day, He will not be ashamed to call us His people. His people. And so he continued in verse 42, Matthew 10, sabi po niya, if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. He will not lose his reward. And we find the Lord Jesus telling his servants or in a parable. Kaya sabi po niya doon sa dulo, sabi po niya, when the man was entrusted with 10 talents and 5 talents and 2 talents came back to the master and later on they were commended, ito po yung reply po ng master. His master replied, Matthew 25, 21 and 23, sabi niya, his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Brethren, do we long for that day when God Himself will be the one to commend us? Come. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Sana po, mga kapatid, anuman ang dinaranas po natin ngayon, we'll still be able to say, Lord, one day, that is my desire, that is my goal, that is my prayer for myself, that is my longing, Lord God. I will be a faithful witness for you so that one day, Lord God, you will receive me. And I will hear the very words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter the joy and share the joy of your master's happiness. And I'm just continually, as I meditate on this, but natutuwa lang po ako, naalala ko po lamang si Stephen. And patuloy po, he was the first martyr of the church in the sense that he was stoned to death, you know, for the sake of the testimony of the Lord. And imagine po the standing ovation in heaven. You see the Son of Man standing, welcoming him. And it's no surprise if God himself told him, and kahit hindi man po na-record, well done, my good and faithful servant. And he was still able to say, Lord, do not count this sin against these people. And he prayed for his persecutors. And we, in the same way, brethren, hopefully one day God will commend us for all our works. Because by faith, brethren, we have borne the testimony of the Lord. And we will receive that testimony as well. The third truth, brethren, about faith is that faith considers eternity according to the firm plan of God. According to the firm plan of God, not just a faithful promise of God, not just the final praise of God, but the firm plan of God. And we see here in verse 39, sabi po niya, and these having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised. It seems so strange, brethren, that nilagay po niya, by faith, okay, they gained approval, and then it says, did not receive what was promised. It is ironic, brethren, that these men, kahit na nandun po yung kanilang pananampalataya, kahit nandun po yung approval ng Panginoon, and yet, sabi po niya, did not receive what was promised. What did they not receive? Brethren, we need to consider the things that God offers to us are not mere temporal things. They cannot just be easily monetized or be counted materially speaking or literally speaking, brethren. In fact, they cannot be counted. They are boundless. They are immeasurable. Kita po natin sa Bible, no? Every now and then, yung mga superlatives po, description, that you may abound in every good work, that you may be able to experience the fullness of God in His grace and the riches of Christ. He who is able to keep you and he will manifest abundantly. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we could ever ask or imagine in our lives. We need to understand, brethren, that even when they did not receive whatever temporal blessings promised them, brethren, they had a hope fixed on God for the future beyond their lifetimes. Beyond their lifetimes. Mga kapatid, it doesn't really matter ano yung nangyari po sa kanila dito sa buhay na ito. They may not have experienced their best life now, but definitely, their best life has already been experienced now in heaven. Mga kapatid, yung mga pangako ng Panginoon ay hindi lamang po para dito. Hindi lamang po para dito. They are heavenly, they are eternal, they are magnificent, they will endure forever. They cannot be destroyed. They cannot be stolen from us. Isn't the Lord reminded us? No, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, or thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. That's their treasure, brethren. It is beyond their lifetime. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, 13 to 16. And we see this reflected again in the lives of these men. Nabanggit na po niya ito. Sabi po niya, all these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of a country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country. You can underline that, brethren, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Brethren, they have a better country. It's not just their literal country. It's not just the literal promised land. But the land beyond Jordan, beyond the grave, beyond this life, beyond this earth, beyond this world. Moses experienced that in verse 26. Sabi nga po, he regarded this grace for the sake of Christ as greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead for his reward. Better and greater and more valuable than the treasures of Egypt. And during that time, Egypt was the wealthiest, most powerful country. And yet, sabi po niya, more valuable yung treasure na binigay ng Panginoon para sa kanya. Verse 35, others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Yes, it is good, brethren, when people brings to life those who died. It is good, brethren, when God heals us of our sickness. It is wonderful when God allows us to experience His redemption and protects us from harm and allows us to experience His great provisions. And yet, brethren, it is more and more wonderful even when we might experience being tortured, being even dying because of our faith, because the better resurrection is far more better, brethren. Those who were healed, those who were at least in this life during the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, and even in our time, no, kung meron man pong nabuhay mula sa pangapatay, mamamatay pa rin po sila eh. But the resurrection that will come, brethren, will be eternal, will be permanent. And that's why they did not regard their lives. We see in Hebrews 9, verse 15, ito po ang sabi, for this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. He is the reason. He is the mediator. Through Him, we have received these promised eternal inheritance. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have all we need for life and godliness. We have been provided everything, brethren. Oh, the Lord Himself plans our lives not just for today, but also for tomorrow and for all eternity. Ang nasa kamay po ng Panginoon, yung buhay po natin, tandaan po natin yan, mga kapatid. He secures even our future. All the things that they had experienced, whether they were victorious or not, they're mere a shadow, they're mere foreshadowing of the things to come. The final victory, the final glory, the experience that they have in the Lord, in the presence of the Lord forever. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, di ba? And then nagtapos po siya, I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to inquire the beauty of the Lord and meditate in His temple. We experience, yes, purihin Panginoon, pagmarami po tayong mga pagpapala dito sa buhay na ito. Kahit po, marami po tayong danasin, mga kapatid. Time will come. God will bring us through this. The glory that is to come. God made many promises to His people and kept them. It is true, brethren. God kept His promises pa rin po sa kanila. Abraham, God provided for all his needs. And God gave him His Son. And His Son became a blessing to many nations, became a nation Himself. The nation of Israel stands as the testimony of God's promise, or the promises, one of the promises being kept by God. The promises of God in keeping them, providing for them, and allowing them to conquer the promised land. The promises of God in giving us everything that we need, brethren. But the ultimate blessing was not given under the old dispensation. God kept that until Jesus came. And that's why we find we need to consider the weight of eternity in order to endure light and momentary trials and sufferings. Kagaya po ng sabi po ng 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are seen are not seen are eternal. Praise God, brethren, we have eternal rewards. God's firm plan, it will be fulfilled, will come about, brethren, in your life and in mine. Even if right now it might seem God has not fulfilled His promise yet to you, kapatid, one day it will. It will come. Suintayin mo. I like this illustration about Frances Jane Crosby. I'm sure you're familiar with her, a hymn writer. She wrote about 9,000 hymns, some of which are among the most popular in every Christian denomination. In fact, she wrote so many that she was forced to use pen names, lest the hymnals be filled with her name above all others. Okay, kung hindi po, no, puro Fanny Crosby, mga hymns po natin, no? And for most people, the most remarkable thing about her was that she had done so in spite of her blindness. And one person, a well-meaning one, sabi po niya sa kanya, "I think that it is great pity that the Master did not give you sight when He showered you so many other gifts, or He showered many other gifts upon you." Sayang naman, hindi ka na binigyan ni Lord, no? Binigyan ka ng kakayahan para magsulat ng hymns. Eh, sayang, we need hold ni Lord yung paningin mo. Fanny Crosby responded at once, she had heard such comments before, and she said, "Do you know that if at birth I had been able to make one petition, kung meron akong hihilingin at birth, it would have been that I was born blind. Hingin ko sa Lord, Lord, let me be born blind. Because somehow, she had been able to see only for 6 weeks in her life, no? So what, maybe bata pa siya nung time na yon. And this is what I was able to announce. At the end of it, sabi niya, because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior. Because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior." Yes, brethren, measure things not in the view of the temporal, not in the view of the sight, not in the view of what is seen, sabi nga po ng Bible, but measure life, measure everything in the eyes of faith through the eternal, through the unseen, brethren. Because definitely, mangyayari at mangyayari po yun. And He will help us a lot, brethren, as we consider eternity according to the firm plan of God. And lastly, brethren, faith accepts richly the full provision of God. It accepts richly the full provision of God. Faith, sabi po niya, because God provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. Brethren, the full provision of God, as we, right now, in the New Testament times. Brethren, can you imagine? God, sabi po niya, has provided something better for who? For us. For us in Christ. Do you realize, brethren, as you read through Hebrews chapter 11, that you are included in the hall of faith? Look at this verse. Look at the word us. In the listing of people who were commended by God, who were approved by God, who serve as a witness for God, in the end, sinabi po niya, God had provided something better for us. It is for us, brethren. It's not just for them, it is also for us. And it should encourage us, the us there during that time, the people who were alive when the preacher was addressing the Hebrews. But the us here right now, today in our time, is the us, believers in Jesus Christ, who have put our faith in the Lord. And we are those who are included in this hall of faith, brethren. Even if hindi man po minensyon anong nagawa natin o anong na-receive natin, it doesn't really matter, but everything in Christ, that's for sure. That's for sure, brethren. It is in what Christ, it was Christ has done that opens the way into the very presence of God for them as well as for us. Only the work of Christ brings those of Old Testament times and those of the New Testament, New and Living Way alike into the presence of God. It is what Christ has done. It is the work of Christ only that paves the way. Kaya po tayo na isulat dyan. Kaya po nakasama sa listahan, the us. It's us, brethren. It's now our turn to live this life. It's now our turn, brethren, to walk with the Lord, to be faithful to the Lord. Because with us in mind, sabi po ng NAB version, God had made a better plan that only in company with us should they reach their perfection. Together with us, the Old Testament will not be complete without the New Testament, remember? The men of faith that were mentioned before us, brethren, their lives and testimony will not be complete without those who have gone after them. And that is you and me included. Lahat po tayo doon kasama, mga kapatid, in the company of true believers in Jesus Christ, here in our time, here today. And we are being encouraged by this, brethren. They, sabi po ni F.F. Bruce, and we together, now enjoy unrestricted access to God through Christ. They and us, together, we have unrestricted access as fellow citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. The better plan now includes or embraces better hope, better promises, better covenant, better sacrifices, better and abiding possession, and a better resurrection, which is their heritage and ours. I cannot help but to quote that, brethren, for us. Better hope, better promises, better sacrifice. Everything that had been provided for by God Himself. They are the best. They are, of course, better than and the best of all, brethren. And we now share in these things. We now share in these things. Aren't we glad, brethren, that we have all of these blessings and we've experienced all of these. These men of old looked forward to this covenant. And yet tayo, we look back at naranasan na po natin mismo. Look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 to 12. Sabi po niya, Jesus, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through their suffering. His sacrifice had been made perfect. He is perfect himself. But the perfect sacrifice that was offered will mean nothing without us believing and trusting in that, brethren, and proving and showing through our faith and believing in that, brethren, and acknowledging all of that, na nagawa ng Panginoon. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. Hebrews 10 verse 1 and 14, sabi po, the law is only a shadow of good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never by the same sacrifice be repeated endlessly year after year. Make perfect those who draw near to worship. Because, verse 14 in Hebrews 10, by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. By one sacrifice, by only one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever. We are made perfect forever. Brethren, the perfection that we experience, that are found in Christ, we do not have to add to what he has done. We do not have to try to please God in ourselves, in whatever, in our own accomplishments, brethren. It is enough that Jesus Christ himself gave his life for us. And we are inspired and continually fixing our eyes, Hebrews 12, fix our eyes the author, on Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne. Yes, brethren, the Old Testament saints eagerly anticipated what we are now experiencing. Thus in Matthew 13, blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many of the prophets and the righteous men long to see what you see, but did not see, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear. Kayo, mapalad kayo. Nung time ng Panginoon, nandito. And then in John 20, verse 29, in his resurrection, he told Thomas, as Thomas confessed, Lord, my God and my King, the Lord Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. And then he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And he's referring to those who one day believe in him after his ascension to heaven. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 to 12, we quote this several times and we've read this, brethren, but sabi po ni Peter, though you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. Why? For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you, search intently and with great care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed, sabi po niya sa verse 12, to them that they were not serving themselves but you. When they spoke of the things that they now been told you by those who preached the gospel to you, by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, even angels long to look into these things. It is for you. It is for us, brethren. We are now experiencing these things. They were just looking forward. They were just anticipating. Parang naaninag na lang po nila. Oh, ang ganda naman siguro doon. Eh, parang tinitingnan mo yung Baguio, no? From Marcos Highway, halimbawa. Tinitingnan mo, wow, ganda na siguro doon. Okay. But it's not like when you are there yourself and you are able to experience those things. As they look toward heaven, tayo po, na-anticipate na ho natin. Wow, ito yun. Ito yung sasabi ni Lord, I will go and prepare a place for you. 1 Corinthians, now we are living in a time of fulfillment which gets better in eternity, brethren. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 11, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God had prepared for those who love him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. And it gets better, brethren. It gets better and better every day that comes. And yes, brethren, it is true that in this world, sabi po ng Bible, terrible times will come. Evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse. Expect the worst, brethren, in this life. In this world, brethren. The things that the world will experience will be even more terrible than what we are experiencing today. Ngayon po, nandito pa po tayo, buhay pa po tayo, and we're not seeing millions and millions of people dying left and right, you know, because of the pandemic. But imagine the time when the great tribulation will come. One third of the earth will die, one third of the heaven will fall, one third of the sea creatures will die, one third of this will die. I cannot imagine that, brethren. And how people will become more and more brazen in their ungodliness and sinfulness. It will become worse, brethren. But have courage and be of good cheer. Dear friends, for God's people, ito pong sabi ng Bible, they go from strength to strength. They experience grace upon grace. They are being transformed from glory to glory. And so when you wake up in the morning and each and every day of your life and you begin to realize these things, wow, Lord, you have given me sufficient strength for the day. So I will come, Lord, from strength to strength. Lord, you have wakened me up for this beautiful morning or even rainy morning, Lord. Grace upon grace upon grace. Lord, you've allowed me to wake up from bed, Lord God. Wow, grace upon grace that I can stand up. Lord, grace upon grace that I can eat, that I can enjoy my food, I can do certain things from glory to glory, and how God is changing us and transforming us. Praise God, brethren. Praise God. And so John Calvin concludes by saying, if those on whom the great light of grace had not yet shone, showed such surpassing constancy in bearing their lives, kung sila nga po na hindi pa nakawitness ng mga bagay na ito, matindi po ang kanilang commitment sa Diyos, matindi po ang kanilang consistency ng kanilang testimony para sa Panginoon, what effect ought the full glory of the gospel to have on us? Paano din dapat tayo, mga kapatid? Hindi ba masigit dapat ang ating pong constancy? Hindi ba higit dapat ang ating pong commitment para sa Diyos? Hindi ba higit dapat kung nakita na natin at naranasan na natin yung ginawa ni Kristo sa ating buhay through the gospel, brethren, how much more should we be grateful for our lives? How much more should we be dependent on God on everything? How much more should we be faithful to God all throughout our life? Those are our proper response, brethren. I end with this implications. Because, brethren, God fulfills His promises. You can look intently. He is faithful. We have to rest in the promises of God as if they were actually accomplished. Alam mo na eh, ang sagot. Tutuparin na ng Panginoon. Rest. That God's promises will really or are already being accomplished. Second, endure great sufferings, knowing that you will enjoy great reward. Enjoy, endure, because you will one day enjoy. Pansamantala lamang yung nararanasan mo. Weeping may remain for the night. Kinote po ni Brother Bert kanina. But rejoicing comes in the morning. We endure for a time, but we will enjoy for all eternity. Thirdly, brethren, meditate on the blessings you have in Christ. Walk worthy of Him. Know that you are truly blessed beyond measure. Huwag mo lang tingnan yung mga bagay meron ka. Unisip mo, kawawa naman ako. Lord, ito na naman ang ulam namin. Kung nakatira kami dito sa bahay. Okay. Lord, walang tigil yung ulan. Pati dito sa loob ng bahay, umuulan. And we pity ourselves because of our circumstances. We pity ourselves because we are somehow being deprived of certain things. But brethren, look beyond. Look beyond those things, the temporal ones, and go to the blessings that are in Christ. And so walk worthy of those blessings. Excel in faith and love for Jesus, knowing that we have received His fullness. Higitan pa po natin yung buhay po ng mga nauna po sa atin. Higitan pa po natin kung paano po sila namuhay para sa Panginoon. Their testimony should continually encourage us and inspire us and propel us, brethren, to move forward with greater diligence, with greater faith, with greater perseverance. with greater faithfulness and acknowledgement of God because we have been recipients of all the riches in Christ. Let us pray. We thank you, dear Lord, for you being our God, the Holy One, who had provided all of these things. You are the reason, Lord, why we are here today. You are the reason why we persevere, we continue. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, O God. And even as we acknowledge, Lord God, how blessed we are, Lord, help us to wait for you, our Savior, and anticipate, Lord God, all that you have promised for us. We are watching and waiting, Lord, looking above and filled with goodness. Filled, Lord God, with your goodness and lost in your love, Lord. What a blessed assurance we have in you, Lord. Lord, we worship and adore you. Thank you, Father. Allow your children, Lord God, burn this message in our hearts as we meditate on them, Lord. Plant them deep, Lord, and help us to rejoice in you and knowing you and having you, Lord. Salamat po, Panginoon. Hawakan niyo po ang bawat isa sa aming pagpapatuloy na aming buhay at lakad. Patuloy na pag-iingat. Pagsama po ninyo ng presensya, Panginoon. Thank you, Father. Bless us, Lord God. Even, Father, as we give our tithes and offerings, help us to give, Lord, with faith. Help us to give, Lord God, knowing that it is from your hand, Lord God, that all good things come from. And we are only recipients of your grace. And we are only channels, Lord God, of those blessings. And help us to be faithful to give to you what is yours, Lord. Bless your church, O God, and bless your people, O Lord. You know the needs of this church. And you know, Lord God, what you desire to accomplish in and through us, Father. And so we entrust all of these to you. Honor your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Dismiss us with your grace and with your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.